Hello.
Hello.
So peppy. Welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast, where we talk about new movie releases and we review them.
We review the releases that are movies.
Exactly. And everybody, it is that time of year. It is Oscar season.
Oscar, whoever he is.
I had a stuffed well-known animal man. Dachshund named Oscar growing up.
That's cute.
He was cute. Got him with my grandma at Build-A-Bear. Aww. So that's where the Oscars comes from.
It's the origin Oscar story. I got my Emmy. It all works out.
True. I'm your Emmy. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's been a while.
It has been a little it's bit of time. I don't know. I don't want to do the math.
2-3 months?
I don't know. I needed a moment to myself.
That's true. I needed a moment away from you.
We actually took a break. We didn't. No. No breaks. Okay. So on this episode of the podcast, we will be doing our predictions for the Oscar winners of 2024.
Oscars are on March 10th.
I have a question.
2024.
What is like the open period that you can have films that are like capable of being nominated for an Oscar? Like, because I don't get it. Because it's the 2024 Oscars, but it's of 2023 movies. But does it include movies from like this past January? You know what I mean? When is the cutoff for submission?
It's when the movies that are released, like when the cutoff is for the voting. So I think anything released within, because there is a movie nominated that hadn't come out yet.
Yeah. So I don't know when the cutoff is.
I don't think it's a hard deadline. I think they just kind of like to pick and choose. Fluid. I don't know. That's a good question. But anything from January 2023 till at least January of this year.
Dang. Okay. Because I always found it so weird the way they put it, lace it out and everything. I never understand what is going to go into which Oscars pool. Yeah. And isn't there like an opportune time to release a movie for the Oscars? Like, is it the fall?
It's the fall.
Is that why the fall movies are so good?
That's why there's so many good movies in the fall.
The fall is a great time. You know, the leaves are crunchy. The movies are crispy. It's a great time. So I personally think that we had okay movies for the Oscars this year. We had some great ones, but I wouldn't say it was like last year when it was like, I have no idea what's going to win this. You know, when we were doing our predictions, there
that
were some great
true.
Movies.
Yeah.
This time around, there are a select few that I think are phenomenal. And then there's a couple that I'm actually surprised were nominated for this.
Yeah. 2022 was a great year for movies. We had The Whale. Oh, first off, The Batman.
Ew. Didn't that only win for like one thing? What was it?
I forget.
It was one of the like mid-level ones. Like it was costume or...
I don't remember. It should have won cinematography.
Was it visual effects?
Might have been.
I think it was visual effects.
Triangle of Sadness.
I thought it was kind of hokey. I guess we're supposed to be talking about the movies from this year, but Triangle of Sadness was good. We're just reflecting. It's always good to reflect on
yes.
the past.
Decision to Leave.
I thought A Quiet was like phenomenal. The Whale. Decision to Leave was intense.
So good. Tar. RRR.
Oh, I forgot about Tar. They really thought Tar was going to do well. I didn't think it was going to do well, and I was right.
I kind of thought it would.
I think that, what's her name, Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
She is phenomenal, but she kind of always just plays the same thing. Phenomenally. You know, she's like a Joaquin Phoenix. Always the same thing, but different facets of the same type of person.
That tracks, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so shall we get into what we are watching right now before we jump into our nominations?
Yeah, so we just finished watching True Detective Night Country.
We as in finished, like we finished it like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Loved it.
I just want to say episode 5, I don't want to spoil this for anybody, but you need to know that episode 5 is one of the most jaw-dropping episodes of TV I have ever seen. Like, I gasped. I vocally gasped and like covered my mouth. And then Jonathan was like, his jaw was open. Like, we were shocked to our cores. It's one of those movies where you want, or not a movie, but it's TV one of those shows. Scenes where you wish you could go back and watch it fresh, but you never will be able to because it's a plot twist you'll never forget. Like The Prestige.
Yes.
Like, yeah. You just could never forget it, you know?
Never.
Even though this was more intense than The Prestige. The Prestige was like, whoa. This was like, you know what I mean? So if you haven't watched the new True Detective, do. Especially if you didn't like the first one and you weren't going to watch this one, because I couldn't get into the first season, even though everybody apparently loves it.
We are going to watch it again and you're going to like it.
This newest that's one is really good. So
everybody likes the first season. That's just a fact. It's common knowledge.
Yeah. We also just watched Madame Web.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to go to the movies, okay? Like, give me a break. Don't come for me because I watched this movie.
People are still going to see like, it.
It was honestly, I'm in this weird phase of life right now where I don't even care if movies are good or bad. Like, I just want to have a good time, which is weird because I used to be much more critical than I am now. Than I am now. I said that right. Like, I used to really nitpick movies, whereas now I'm kind of like, I had a nice time. The ending, though, was so bad.
It was, the ending was really bad. The beginning was bad.
They should have just resolved it. Because what makes it even worse is it was so bad that, like, nobody wants the sequel that they're trying to set it up for. Or maybe they do, you know? I don't know. I don't want to speak for the masses, but I personally don't want the sequel.
I think everybody would rather get a Morbius 2, for all being honest.
I never saw Morbius, so I don't know this whole inside joke that he's been talking about Morbius ever since this movie like was dropped that it's going to happen, and I don't know anything about Morbius.
Well, it came out, was that 2 years ago?
We were saying in the car when we were talking about Morbius on our way back from Madame Web that Morbius sounds like it would be a sci-fi movie from the 1970s, you know, about space.
Yeah, kind of like
probably like a pathogen that like gets into their space station and like kills them all.
Yeah, like kind of like Event Horizon, but almost like, yeah, like or another good example.
Oh, yes. Pandorum. Another good example. The way that you said that, I thought you were going to leave it there. Or, you know, another good example. I should start doing that at work, you know?
It's a great idea.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you.
But yes, it sounds like a retro 80s, like kind of good, but kind of bad movie.
It does, yeah. Have we watched anything else recently, or is that kind of like what we've seen this week?
We watched Sex Tape. Yesterday?
Oh, just for funsies. I love Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
It was funny. That's probably. Oh, we also watched the end of Life of Pets 1 and the beginning of right. Life of Pets 2.
The Secret Life of Pets.
Because we were watching it live.
Live
action on the big screen. We were watching
first
it on,
time.
We
viewing.
Were watching it on cable TV at a hotel. Oh. The little like sigh you just did. Oh.
We were watching live. Here we are live.
But nobody watches like actual cable TV. Like that means live TV now, basically.
That's true.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. Okay. And then we wanted to add another segment to the podcast that I thought would be fun. And it's that Jonathan is going to come to the podcast with a piece of new movie news. And he is going to present it to the masses. So
I literally had something and then I forgot it. I literally had
if
something.
If you could have seen his face, it was so funny. He was like, I forgot. That's why I left. So you had new movie news and then you forgot
let
it?
Let me find it.
Jonathan, you got to come to these things prepared.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. This is the fun fact. Right. So apparently, true or false? I quiz you this.
Okay, true or false.
Christopher Nolan loves the Fast and Furious movies.
True.
It's true. He likes them. He likes watching them. I thought that was crazy.
This is breaking news.
That's crazy.
This is a fun segment. I like this. We should keep this one. Oh my god, it should always be like a quiz question.
A quiz question?
Too. Like okay. Multiple choice next time, okay?
All right.
Fill in the blank. Christopher Nolan's next movie is blank. Does he actually have one?
He hasn't had any announcements yet.
What if he does the next Fast 11? Fast double I?
Fast W?
No, double I would be like 11. I one, know. One. I know.
One, one.
A W would be ooh, ooh, or W.
Fast 100?
Okay, moving on. Okay, should we now get into talking about our predictions for the Oscar winners of 2024? So, I set mine up like this, okay? I did what I think is actually going to win and what I want to win. And for some of them, it's the same.
That's true, yeah.
And then for some of them, it's different. And also, there were like two or three that I had a note that of a comment that I wanted to make publicly.
Publicly? Oh, my.
A public comment.
Have you spoken to your publicist about this yet?
Well, you do know this whole thing is going to be public, right?
I did not know that.
You didn't think about that?
I did not think about that.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
So let's start with Best Picture. How's that sound?
You start with a big one first? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait, let's start the small ones. We'll start the small ones.
Who do you think you are?
Okay. Best Visual Effects.
Should we list the nominations?
Yeah, the nominations are... I see you were not prepared.
I am so prepared. The nominations are... Godzilla minus one, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Napoleon, The Creator, and Mission Impossible. What is this? Seven? Oh, Dead Reckoning Part One.
And honestly, I was shocked that Guardians of the Galaxy got nominated.
Well, come on, the visual effects in that were pretty damn good.
I guess so, but I mean, they're pretty much the same as like every other.
And most
every other like Marvel movie has like the same level of effects. I feel like.
Okay.
I guess there is a tiny rocket in it. That's a raccoon, not a rocket.
It's a tiny little rocket. You can agree that like the visual effects in that were better than the last Ant-Man movie we saw.
I mean, nothing beats the giant head. I'm sorry. That was like...
MODOK.
Who thought that would be a good idea?
It's like...
I guess it was kind of like satirical, like it was a joke.
It's still a character,
but
and that's what
so
the character
bad.
Looks like. But the way they like... made it look was terrible.
The way they like visualized it on the big screen was not good.
It was not good.
Okay. Well, was Ant-Man nominated for Best Visual Effects?
No. Wasn't.
Okay. So, who do you want to win and who do you think will win?
I would be okay with either The Creator or Godzilla Minus One winning.
I said...
Because I think they're both phenomenal.
I think Godzilla Minus One is the one that I want to win. But I feel like Mission Impossible is going to win because I feel like they're going to give Mission Impossible one, and this is the one they'd probably give it.
Okay, interesting.
But I don't know if the visual effects were like that amazing because I'm imagining that scene of the train, and that wasn't that great. But it was also really good at the same time.
But they also filmed on top of a moving train too. So.
But that's not a visual effect. That's just a visual. Why do you think Oppenheimer wasn't nominated? Because it wasn't a visual effect. It was just real.
Practical.
Mm-hmm.
Practical magic.
Okay. Best film editing. Who are the nominations?
That is a good question.
I can also read them.
You can, yeah, please read.
Because I have
yeah,
them actually, like, I wrote them all down.
Oh,
well, I copied
do.
And pasted, but, you know. So, the nominations are Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. So...
I think this will go to Oppenheimer. I kind of like to see Anatomy of a Fall get in here.
I think it will go to Poor Things. Just because it was wild.
It was wild.
It was wild.
It was really well edited.
The thing about this that I was kind of struggling with choosing was... Is it? It's really hard to compare Poor Things to the other movies because Poor Things is a completely different art of filmmaking. You know what I mean? Like they fully went into a completely unique way of doing everything, like everything, the costumes, the set, the editing, the music, everything. So it's hard to compare them because to me, like the unique amazingness of it makes it worthy of winning, but then also... That doesn't mean that even though it was unique and amazing, it might have been better than a historically accurate costume design or something. You know what I mean? Just for example. So it's like, I had a really hard time because I loved Poor Things and I like loved so many of the things it was nominated for, but I don't know if it's enough for them to win or not, you know?
Yeah, I don't. That's true. I can't similar to
struggling.
The best actress. It's like, you can't, it's hard to compare Lily Gladstone's performance in Killers with Emma Stone's in Poor Things.
I know, they're just so different.
They're completely different.
And I think they both deserve recognition for it, but
yeah.
So we can't talk about how I feel about that one yet. But yeah, I said Poor Things, I think, is going to win. And I also would like for it to win too.
I think Oppenheimer will take it.
Well, I love Oppenheimer, so I wouldn't be upset about that.
Me either.
Okay. Best costume design. The nominees are Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things.
I think this is Poor Things to lose. They've got it in the bag.
I think they're going to give it to Barbie.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I do. I honestly think they're going to give it to Barbie.
I guess I wouldn't be that surprised.
But I don't want Barbie to get it. I want Poor Things to get it.
Yeah, they might. Yeah.
I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I think Barbie was so overrated. And there are going to be a lot of angry people because I don't think Barbie's going to win that much. I think Barbie is going to be the Tar of last year. You know?
I only had it down for winning one, actually.
This is the only one I thought I would win. Because I couldn't fathom giving them the other ones.
Yeah, that's true. You can have costumes. Everything else will be.
I know. Everything else go to the big boy trophies, to the big boy movies.
The more important,
you know?
Movies, yeah. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, Poor Things is my Barbie.
Poor Things is my Barbie, too.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah,
I like, I'm obsessed with Poor Things. Okay. Best makeup and hairstyling. We have Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, in Society of Snow. So, just want to say, I haven't seen 3 out of the 5 of these movies. I didn't see Golda, Maestro, and I didn't see Society of the Snow. Honestly, couldn't watch Maestro because it just looked cringe. And Jonathan even said this. This is just an Oscar grab from Bradley Cooper, it felt like. And I kind of agree with that. Like, he probably would deserve one, 100%.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like, he's probably phenomenal in it. But I didn't want to watch it. Like, it just didn't call to me as something I wanted to watch.
I know. I still need to watch it for Carey Mulligan because she's great and she got nominated too.
You love Carey Mulligan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, I don't love movies about, like, pretentious people. And it seemed like his character was going to be pretentious. Like, Tar was so hard to watch. The other Conductor movie I can think of.
Yeah, that's true. Well, conductors are famously,
yeah.
Or not, well, musicians, we shall say it. I think the only Oscar Maestro will get will be makeup and hairstyling.
Okay, but Poor Things' makeup and hair was so good.
No, I agree.
The makeup and hair was phenomenal. You think they'll give it to Maestro?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like all of the people who do makeup and hair like are amazing and they would all deserve them. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's why, I think.
So I really wouldn't be upset if any of them got it.
Yeah, I think sometimes.
Like, if Society of the Snow got it, it would be like, yes, underdog moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, like, the nominations are more important than, like, the actual winner sometimes because it's like.
It's the recognition regardless. Like, being a runner-up for an Oscar of the hundreds of movies that come out in a year is, like, huge.
Yeah.
And they always say that, Oscar-nominated actress, Oscar-nominated, because it means that much, that they will announce it in your name. It becomes, like, a title, like if you were a knight, you know?
Yeah, if you were casted in the next movie, it'd be Oscar-nominated.
Yeah.
Jessica Chastain or what have
you. Exactly, like that Be the Light movie. It has whoever that main woman's name, it says like Oscar nominated, blah, blah, blah.
Hilary Swank. Yeah.
Yeah, because she's nominated. So like, girl, you should have that next to your name. That's impressive. So, okay. So best cinematography. We have El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
I haven't seen El Conde. I think it's on Netflix actually. Looks pretty good. Or Maestro. But I think this is going to Oppenheimer.
I think it's going to Killers of the Flower Moon.
And
I want Poor Things to win. I honestly want them to win everything they're nominated for. But Poor Things, like the fisheye, that super wide angle lens was super cool.
You never see that in movies.
I know, you don't. Yeah. Like, there were just some really unique things. And I think they kind of started out with a lot of flashy, like, in-your-face cinematography, and then they kind of laid off it in near the end. But they were just, oh my God, I just loved it. Like, it was amazing. It was almost like a toy set, everything. When they would show you, like, the far away. Oh, I just loved Poor Things, you guys. Okay. But I think Killers of the Flower Moon is going to get it. I think that's the one they're going to throw at
I think you're right because I don't have them winning anything, and I feel like they'll give them
they're gonna get one. And I also just like the it's so iconic. I think one of the scenes that I will remember from this year of movies is the scene of them, like the whole community together from above, like playing music,
right,
and then
right.
they were like all moving together. I think that was phenomenal. Like that was beautiful.
I forgot about that.
So I think they'll give something to them, and I think it might be cinematography.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good prediction.
Yep. Thank you. And you said Oppenheimer?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, best production design. We have Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things.
I think Poor Things should get it, and I think it will.
I think Poor Things deserves it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they give it to Barbie.
I'll be upset if they give it to Barbie.
I would be extremely upset.
Because...
But I just didn't like Barbie.
Every other movie... Not so to say good. That the production design of Barbie wasn't great.
The production design
was
phenomenal. But also, like, they just kind of, like, blew up toy size things, you know? Like, it was...
I don't know.
I want Poor Things to win. We already basically discussed why we loved their set design so much.
You know, in that scene in that movie with it was that one room with like the cushiony floor. I would love to just like step on the cushiony floor.
In Poor Things?
Yeah. Do you remember the room with like the nope. floor was a giant cushion?
Nope.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry. Best sound. Ready? The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, Oppenheimer, The Zone of Interest.
I think I want it to go to Oppenheimer, and I think it might, but I also think The Zone of Interest has gathered a lot of acclaim lately, and that might...
You have talked about it a lot.
That might come to its benefit.
I want it to be Oppenheimer. But I think it's going to be Maestro.
We need to watch it.
It's a movie about sounds. Come on. You know what I mean?
That's true. Just like Sound of Metal.
Oh, but Sound of Metal's just like one of those best sound winners that like you will remember, you know?
Yeah, that was a good movie. I forgot about that movie. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Best original song. The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot.
I can't believe that got nominated.
I don't get it. What is it?
It's just like nobody expected that to be nominated. It's a movie about the guy who created Flamin' Hot Cheetos on Hulu.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And they got nominated? I love it when like random small stuff gets nominated. I love that. I'm Just Ken from Barbie. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. Hwas Haze. I don't know how to pronounce it. A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon. And What Was I Made For from Barbie.
It's going to Barbie.
It's going to Barbie. And I think it deserves it.
And it
I
should.
Billie Eilish. I mean, that song's like playing everywhere all the time.
It's probably my favorite part of the movie, to be honest.
Honestly, me too. Yeah. Billie Eilish is like a great songwriter. And she's about to have 2 Oscars. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And she's like, what? She's younger than us. Can she drink?
I think she's our age now.
Okay, you think she's our age now? She caught up?
Yeah. She had some catching up to do.
I think she's like 21. I don't know.
She's like 24.
I don't know, but she's doing a great job. So I hope it goes to Barbie. That's the one that I actually like want to go to Barbie, and it's because I want it to go to Billie Eilish.
Yeah, not Billie Eilish. I'm Just Ken. Okay, yeah.
That's
awful. It's a meme. It won a Golden Globe. Yes, it did.
What did it win a Golden Globe for?
For best song.
They gave it to I'm Just Ken.
Did you not see the reaction to Ryan Gosling of it winning? He was like, he's like, did
shocked.
We just win?
It was such a big meme. That's ridiculous. Why did it? Okay, I loved that song and that scene, but I don't know. That's like weird. I'm excited for them to perform it at the Oscars.
That's true.
Okay. So, best original score. American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. If Oppenheimer doesn't win, I will stab somebody.
Yeah. Like, straight up.
That score is amazing.
It's one of the, probably the best, one of the best created in the 21st century.
I mean, how do you literally physically encapsulate, like, atoms exploding?
Yeah.
Like, but he did it, like, in sound. It's awesome.
Ludwig Göransson is,
like, I can
best.
Hear it in my head right now. And that only one last year that I could hear in my head was All Quiet on the Western Front, and it won.
Right.
And I was so happy that it won.
I remember that.
Wasn't that like his first movie or something that he ever, like, it was some, like,
it wasn't his first movie, but it was his first like
big time,
I think, like, yeah, bigger movie. I don't remember.
I can literally like hear it in my head. Sorry. Oppenheimer has to win. I will listen to that score for the rest of my life. Like, it's so good.
Yeah. Poor Things was very good. I also think American Fictions was very good too.
Poor Things was so like unexpected. Like, it was very unique.
Quirky and relatable.
It was quirky, not relatable.
Not relatable.
But it was definitely quirky in a way that I was like, they, you know, held up their end of the bargain of just like being weird the whole time, mm-hmm. you know? But like in a coming of age way. Okay. Best adapted screenplay. We have American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest.
I think, what do you think first?
I think it's going to go to American Fiction.
Me too.
I need American Fiction to win one.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be this one.
I think it's going to be that one. Yeah.
I'm happy about that. Beans, ugh, our puppy wants to snuggle right now. So I must adjust. Okay. So, yep, I think we both agreed on best adapted screenplay. I absolutely loved American Fiction. I thought it was so funny and relatable, and there was nothing political about it. I was worried it was going to be political, and I didn't know to what side, but instead it was just like common sense the whole time.
It was just good original writing. And first, like, a pretty, not a very well-known writer, Cord Jefferson, like, and now he's making moves. Pretty awesome.
Making moves, Cord.
Moving the cord.
Okay. Best original screenplay. We have The Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May December, Past Lives.
Oh, I forgot Lives was in this category.
Why is May December nominated for this? Like,
I don't know. I thought I liked it in there.
It was a fun little thriller, but I don't know if it's like nominationable.
Nominationable.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. I want Past Lives to win because I just loved Past Lives like so
yeah.
much. But I also think that Anatomy of a Fall is actually going to win, and I'm okay with that.
I'm on the same page. Yeah.
I just want to like acknowledge Past Lives and how much I loved it. So now we're into the actors and actresses.
We forgot a couple.
I skipped the ones that I don't know anything about.
Wait, did we? Oh, no, I think we did. You're on top of it. Never mind.
Okay, best supporting actor. We have Sterling K. Brown from American Fiction, Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. from Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling from Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo from Poor Things. Now, Mark Ruffalo from Poor Things was surprising to me, honestly.
He was phenomenal.
I did not expect that from him because he never does serious stuff. And it really wasn't serious, but it was like serious at the same time. He was just great. He was
so
funny.
I remember I watched like the Actors on Actors with him and Robert Downey Jr. And he was talking about like, I just wanted to like do something like completely out there and weird.
It was great. And, yeah, it wasn't even completely out there and weird. It was like art, honestly.
This is Robert Downey Jr.'s. He's going to win.
I agree. I want him to win, and he should win. He's one of those actors that it's hard to see him in a role and not see Robert Downey Jr.
But in
this role, I didn't even realize it was him till like halfway through. I mean, he was so good. I mean, it was just amazing.
Yeah, okay. He was great. He won the Golden Globe. He won the BAFTA. He'll probably win the SAG. Yeah, that's a lock.
I think Robert Downey Jr. deserves it. He was amazing. Okay, Best Supporting Actress. We've got Emily Blunt from Oppenheimer. Danielle Brooks from The Color Purple. American Ferreira from Barbie. Jodie Foster from Naiad. And Divine Joy Randolph. I personally just want to say I'm upset that Vanessa Kirby was not nominated for Napoleon. Because she was exceptional in Napoleon. But I personally want Divine Joy Randolph to win. But I think Emily Blunt will win it.
You think Emily Blunt will win?
For Oppenheimer, yeah. I think it's her time.
It's her time.
It just feels like her time.
It's true.
I can see her up there picking it up. But I want Divine to win.
Divine's going to win.
Really? Has she 100%. Been winning the other ones?
Yeah.
I love her. I hope she does.
She's my most confident. Like, yeah, no, she's going to win.
How do you know?
Because that's what everybody's been saying, and that's just the fact of the truth.
She was really good. Oh my God, it makes me so happy. It's like all of a sudden, somehow, like I know it's going to happen just because you said it's going to happen.
Oh.
Congratulations, Divine. On your
if only
roster.
I could keep that authority up in I'm parts excited. Of my other life.
Okay. Slow down there, cowboy. Okay. Now, Best Actor. We've got Bradley Cooper in Maestro, Colman Domingo from Rustin, Paul Giamatti from The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright from American Fiction.
I think the SAG Awards this weekend will determine who wins this.
Who's won the other stuff so far?
So Paul Giamatti won the Critics' Choice Awards. Cillian Murphy won the Gold... No, wait. I'm mixing that up. Cillian Murphy won the BAFTA this past weekend. And Paul Giamatti won the Golden Globe. I think who wins the SAG will get it.
I love Paul Giamatti, and I just want to say I'm so happy that he won the SAG.
No, he hasn't won the SAG yet.
That's what you just said. Oh, that's what you think?
It's either him or Cillian that will win the SAG. Whoever wins the SAG wins the Oscar.
Always?
Most of the time. Not always, but like 80% of the time.
I think Cillian Murphy's going to win, personally. So, yeah.
I think any of them deserve it. Although I haven't seen Rustin. I don't think I really want to.
I've never heard of it, so.
And Colman Domingo seems like a really cool guy.
I'm just glad Paul Giamatti got nominated for The Holdovers, because I really thought Holdovers wasn't going to get recognition like it did. And I'm really glad that it did.
Me too. Yeah.
You know?
He was so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, last one. Best Actress. Annette Bening from Naiad. Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. So good. Sandra Hüller from Anatomy of the Fall. I know I pronounced that wrong. I'm sorry. Carey Mulligan from Maestro and Emma Stone from Poor Things. So, before we say anything, I just want to add my hot take that Margot Robbie did not deserve a nomination, and I'm glad that she did not get nominated because she just didn't. I don't know. She just did what she always does. It wasn't like an exceptional acting experience. Everybody just loved Barbie so much they were upset she didn't get nominated.
Yeah. I can't disagree.
See? Everybody agrees.
Everybody
can see.
Me.
Okay. Who do you think is gonna win?
I think it's either Emma Stone or Lily Gladstone.
I agree.
I think Annette Bening is just happy to be there. And right, Carey Mulligan, I forgot. Yeah, she's amazing actress, but I think It's going to Lily or Emma, and I want Emma to win because her performance resonated with me more than Lily's.
I want
that makes sense.
Emma to win. I think Lily was phenomenal and would deserve an Oscar for it, but Emma Stone literally played the entire human evolution from like child to adult.
In a way
phenomenally.
That, yeah. Well said. That's in a way that's like believable and entertaining and
yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Emma Stone deserves it. I think it's her moment.
Yeah. I think if Emma Stone, if Poor Things wasn't made this year, Lily would win 100%.
And I think she would deserve it. And that's just how it goes. Like if you either have a great year and there's a good competition, or you have an average year and you don't have great competition. This year there was some good competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Lily and I hope she gets an Oscar one day because she was exceptional. But mm-hmm. I don't think this is going to be it.
And Emma won the Golden Globe and the BAFTA.
So, yeah. This is hers. Love her. It's her time. I've loved her since the OG days.
Since Easy A.
I loved Easy A. Oh, my gosh.
Since The Help.
Yes, The Help. She was so good in The Help.
Since Superbad?
I didn't see Superbad because I was too young when it came out.
I still haven't seen it either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is all of our Oscars.
We got two more.
What are the two more?
Best Picture and Best Director.
Oh, wait. Where are those? Oh, I didn't scroll all the way up to the top. Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. Okay. Best Director. We have Justine Triet from Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things, Jonathan Glazer, The Zone of Interest. Thoughts?
It's Christopher Nolan's time.
I feel like it's Yorgos Lanthimos' time.
Interessante.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be upset if Oppenheimer won. Does Christopher Nolan have one?
Not for Best Director.
What does he have it for?
Like
sound or something like that? Like different?
I don't
Okay, if
recall.
Nolan doesn't have one, I'd be fine with him getting one. I'm not going to be upset. But I think Poor Things deserves it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's got, well, not him, but his Dark Knight, Best Supporting Actor, Heath Ledger. I'm trying to think of others. Probably some visual effects, some sound. It's a couple of
thank
there.
You for
cinematography.
Throwing out your
Dunkirk got nominated for a lot.
Your knowledge. Thank you.
All my knowledge. Also, Jonathan Glazer is like so cool to me. He makes like one movie every decade, and the movie he makes is like really cool.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, I've only seen one of them.
Maybe he just like makes a couple million dollars and lives off it, and then the last couple of years of the decade starts making anyone.
And they're all like completely different.
That's cool though.
This one with Nicole Kidman that we should watch.
He's like a Ridley Scott.
In a way.
Yeah. Diverse. Okay. Best Picture. We have American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall. Is Beans' nose just sticking out?
Yeah.
Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, love that one, Poor Things, and Zone of Interest. I think it's going to Oppenheimer.
Me too. I think the only thing that could give it some competition at this point would maybe be The Holdovers
so
or American Fiction, but I don't think so. I think it's kind of a lock.
I just loved Oppenheimer.
Really glad we saw it again in theaters.
I would have seen it a third time. We didn't get to see it in IMAX, though, which was really sad.
Oh, that's true. Maybe in like 5 years it'll come out again.
Probably in 10 years. We saw Inception's 10-year anniversary.
Tenet came out for like a week back in like early February.
Yeah, but would they bring it back to the IMAX theater? I don't know.
Maybe
we might have just missed
not.
It. The only IMAX theater we had was 3 hours away. Which sucks. So.
Yeah, it sucks.
Okay, so that actually closes out all of our predictions for the Oscars. So we'll have to come back and reconvene after which and discuss the outcomes and how right I was about everything.
I know, yeah. We'll discuss how accurate I am in my guessing ability.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the Oscars' new category of best casting?
Wait, I didn't see that.
No, it's not this year, babe. It starts like 2025.
I think we also need... Okay, I'm glad they have that because best casting is huge. These people win their best actor and best supporting actress because of best casting.
Yeah.
But I also think that we need best stunt coordination.
Yes, we do.
But, you know, a girl can dream. Progress, you know?
John Wick 4 would totally win.
Yeah, it honestly would, yeah. Okay.
John Wick 4 sweeps everything.
Alrighty, I think that is it. We will talk to y'all next time. Goodbye.
Bye.